All right, we've entitled today's presentation, How God Uses Ordinary People. Now, for some time, when I see that, I know some of us, we get kind of scared because we almost want God to use the people that have theology degrees and all these things. Say, it's almost an excuse. If we were to say God only uses those that are rich, successful, and very intelligent, we'd be like, yes, that means that I don't have. But this is also encouraging for those that maybe feel low and say, I don't know if I can actually make an impact. I don't know if I can actually make a difference. And I just want to let every single one of you know that God thrives and he loves to use ordinary people just like me and just like all of us. I'm going to start with a quote from a gentleman named Vince Havner. And this is a powerful quote, and I'm going to share it with you here. First time pushing this button. We'll see if it works. Okay, there it is. I hope you don't have to hold it like that the whole time. And so this is the quote. He says, I know that some are always studying the meaning of the fourth toe of the right foot of some beast in prophecy and have never used either of their feet to go and bring men to Christ. He said, I do not know who the 666 in Revelation is, but I know that the world is sick, sick, sick. And the best way to speed the Lord's return is to win more souls to him. I'm in the middle of preaching a prophecy seminar right now. And so the point of this is not to belittle prophecy. The point of this is to how many times we seek after the intellectual without the experience. Where we know things, but we don't share what we know with other people. And so this quote was just, it really spoke to me because I realized the power and the importance of being the hands and the feet of Jesus. You see, Christ is calling us for more than an intellectual knowledge, but again, an experiential knowledge. You hear this echoed in the words of the great soul winner in the Adventist Church, Brother C.D. Brooks, who passed away in the last couple years. But I remember hearing this story, and this guy was a big-time soul winner. And when he was there, when he was dying, he said, can you guys do me a favor? Bring in a nurse. Bring in a doctor. Bring in somebody. I want one more soul. He hungered for that experience. He said, just give me one more. You see, as we hear these words, we may be tempted to think, well, these were maybe some of the greats of our time. I'm not great. I don't have the eloquent words like they had. I don't have the gifts and the talents like they had. I don't have the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding as they did. Maybe you feel like you don't have the qualifications and the inspirations that they had as well. But friends, again, as the title shared, God prefers to use ordinary people. He desires to use those of us who feel weak, who may not have as much wisdom. Those of us who to the eyes of many are termed foolish. God uses ordinary people. Oh, wow, that isn't. He said it was sensitive. It's true. It says here, for ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, that no flesh should glory in his presence. So why does he prefer to do that? Because he wants to make sure that he uses people that are going to give him all the credit. Now, I have a background in direct sales. And when I was involved in direct sales in my early 20s, it was all about trying to get as much credit as possible. I loved the idea of recognition and all these types of things. And what I love about God is so good. God, when I got involved in ministry, God said, I'm going to make everything abundantly clear that you had nothing to do with it. And I praise God for that because that's what I needed. I needed to realize, wow, if you're just willing to show up and get trained and do the things that they train, that you can actually do something really powerful and watch God at work. There's been times where I felt like, you know, we have pizza delivery boys, right? And girls, I'm sure. But whenever I've gone canvassing or going cold porting, I feel like I just go and deliver books. Like I'm just running errands for God. God says, okay, this is the house. They need these books. There's this house. They need these books. And he just does this miraculous work. And you say, wow, I feel like I was delivering books all day today. And it's just such a beautiful thing, what God wants to have us experience. But he does it that no flesh can glory in his presence. So the question is, how can God use someone like me? Maybe you're thinking, how can God use someone like me? Well, one of the simplest ways, one of the things I love is glow. Wow, didn't even touch it. GLOW stands for giving light to our world. And they are little pamphlets that contain a message on different topics like salvation, Sabbath. I picked up a few. You guys have a nice thing out there that has many different titles. A gift for you, where is God when I'm hurting, why I go to church on Saturday, secrets to peak mental health. There's lots of beautiful tracks out there. And the nice thing is you don't have to write them. They're already written and we can easily hand them to people. GLOW is what the world needs right now. Everyone can glow. Doesn't matter if you're, even if someone crawls, if you have a little guy just crawling, put his arm up there, it can give out a glow. Okay, there's been people that have been pushed in wheelchairs just so that they could go out and glow and participate in the different outreaches, etc. Let's go to this next slide here. Not only that, but if you look on the back of a GLOW track, on the back it has contact information. So what's beautiful about this is when we give these to people or if someone stumbles upon it on the floor and they look at it, there's a phone number, and many times people have called the back of this to sign up for personal Bible studies to get to know God better as a friend. And how it works in our conference is when the GLOW coordinator gets it, they send it directly to me, anything within our territory in Northern California, and then I send it directly to the local church pastor, Bible worker, so that they can get followed up on. And so I know I've sent several to Pastor Chris here in this church in the Sacramento area as well. And I know that you guys have an exciting ministry called Light Sacramento, which is phenomenal. And I was telling him, I said, one of these days, I want to come. I want to come and participate with each of you because it's amazing what God is going to do. I'm sure hundreds of you are going to be going out this next week. And so I'm hoping that what we share today encourages you to know that you can do something as simple as glowing and how the blessing will be not only on the people, but you'll be showered with blessings as well. All right. So the question that we get oftentimes is, does literature evangelism actually work? I know with people when they have the e-readers and they have their iPads and all these different things, it's such a small percentage of people. When I think of the countless books, I think this last summer we had something about 17,000 pieces of literature, aside from GLOW tracks, go out into the communities in a 10-week period. There are people that prefer, I don't know about you, but I prefer to read an actual book. And they're finding that even just book sales continue to soar, even though we have these e-readers out. Not only that, we have examples of the power of the printed page or the handwritten page. We have examples like Martin Luther and the 95 Theses. You know that it actually spread between this and people copying it and passing it to other people and word of mouth. Within two weeks, a lot of Europe heard about this 95 Theses. How? Because one of the major ways was through literature. You think about how God has chosen to reveal himself to us, right? Through his word. You see, this is one of God's methods of spreading his message of love and mercy to this hopeless world. I'd like to share an illustration of the purpose and the power of the written word. In Matthew chapter 27, the Bible says this in verse 37, above his head, they place the written charge against him. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. You guys are familiar with this verse. This inscription was written above the head of Jesus on the cross and written in three different languages. Well, Desire of Ages has something to say about this, which I really appreciate. It says, a higher power than Pilate or the Jews had directed the placing of that inscription above the head of Jesus. In the providence of God, it was to awaken thought and investigation of the scriptures. The place where Christ was crucified was near to the city. Thousands of people from all the lands were then at Jerusalem. It says, and the inscription declaring Jesus of Nazareth, the Messiah, would come to their notice. It was a living truth transcribed by a hand that God had guided. I think about that. Let me see here. Jesus of Nazareth, that people would understand that he was the Messiah. And I think that it's very important for us to understand the same reason why we have literature today, the power and the purpose of it is to do the very two things that were talked about in this quote. Number one, to awaken thought. And number two, to lead us to the investigation of the scriptures for ourselves. Amen? This is the purpose of why we have glow tracks, why we have different types of literature, so that people can read it and say, wow, I actually want to learn this for myself. There's many people that have lots and lots of questions. But the objection that I get many times was, Steve, I don't like to talk to people. I'm barely comfortable around my friends and family, let alone strangers. I won't ask you if you agree, because oftentimes we don't raise our hands when we think that way. But maybe you feel like you can't pass out glow. Actually, anyone and everyone can pass out glow, whether young or old. So there's three levels of glow. We're going to be talking about these right now. And the first level is to give. Can you say to give? To give. Okay, so this is level number one. These are for those that maybe are afraid of the contact with people and the conversations. So we're going to be giving some practical illustrations now on how we can have glow be a part of our everyday life. So we're going to be talking about giving. The first method is the gas pump. Now, I really appreciate this picture because this makes it look like gas pumps were designed to fill glow tracks in them. Amen? I like this a lot. And so this is an example of something that we can do. When we get gas and we put the thing in the car and we're waiting there for a little while, you know, we could go. And sometimes I'm doing some emails and working on some stuff. But what a beautiful opportunity to put glow tracks on all the different pumps around you so that someone can go and do it, get gas for their car and be like, oh, what's this? And they can read it, right, while they're getting gas. Well, there's a story of a gentleman named Bill who enjoys doing this kind of thing, loves putting them on there. He's not usually a fan of actually engaging in conversation, so while he was waiting for his gas, he put them all over the place. Well, he wasn't quite done yet, and he was sitting there, and he was just praying, Lord, help this to be a blessing. And then next thing you know, this woman comes up, and she takes it out, and she looks at it. You know, if you were the one that put it there, you might be kind of curious, right? Is she going to read it, kind of glance over? So he happens to glance over at her, and they make eye contact. And he's thinking, oh, no. And so she looks over at him and she's like, did you put this here? And he had two choices, right? No, right? Do that. Why would I do that? Or he told the truth. So he decided to tell the truth, which is a good thing. And he decided to say, I put that there. And she's like, what church are you with? And he said, I'm actually with the Seventh-day Adventist church that's around the corner. And she said, you're kidding me. He come to find out that she was actually baptized and raised in the Seventh-day Adventist church, but she had stepped away for quite a while, and it was this divine appointment that God put together in order for her to get the information, and within a short period of time, she was now sitting in the pews there with Jim, and right after, a couple weeks later, she was sitting in evangelistic series and being able to recommit herself to the faith that she loved when she was little. It's a powerful testimonies of someone who was just simply willing to share. Someone even, not even in hopes or intent to speak to somebody. The second method. Restaurants. I know from time to time, you know, we go out and we eat. And when we do this, we have, you know, they give you the little black little tray and there's a white paper in there. It's a receipt. And with that comes paying for it. Now, when we pay for the restaurants, we can use, we leave tips or whatever it is. It's a beautiful opportunity to be a witness and to share. And it's one of those things you don't have to say anything. You put it in there with the receipt. You thank them for their time, right? You make sure you're overly generous. You smile and you get out of there. Another way that you can do that. Well, there was a gentleman who was at the spaghetti factory. And he was there, and he had noticed that the waiter seemed a little bit troubled. And so he looked in his pocket, and he said, I think I have a glow tract in here. And he went, and he had this one right here, where is God when I'm hurting? And sometimes we don't know, right? Well, most of the time, we don't know. We're like, I hope this is a blessing, right? So he put it in there, and he was on his way leaving. And the gentleman, I guess he got it quickly, and he said, excuse me, I have a question. Was this for me? And he said, yeah, that's for you. And he said, you have no idea what this means to me. He said, a year ago, my cousin passed away. I didn't want to come to work today. I've been feeling sad and depressed and not sure how to feel, but this is exactly what I needed. And he was greatly encouraged that day. Another couple methods here. Method number three is mail. So we get mail. Anyone here get any credit card offers? Do they still do that these days? Yeah, you know, usually it's like, I get those. You know, we're not too thrilled about the credit card offers. What's unique about these is they actually come with the self-addressed envelopes, right? A beautiful witnessing opportunity, friends, to pass a political. So it usually, one of two things has happened. Maybe they could both happen. I'm not really sure. But one of them is when you return it, they get it and they become converted. They get it. They get a Bible studies. They start going to a church and that kind of thing. Or the other option is they get it and say, well, we're not sending these people these anymore. So I feel like it's a win-win situation. If you're not a fan of those, if you are a fan of those, include a glow tract in there and it'll be a blessing to somebody. Method number four, hotel rooms. I mean, really anything. I mean, you could be in a public restroom, anywhere you are, you can be what I call a glow ninja. And you can just put them everywhere. And when you put them everywhere, you never know who's gonna come across a glow tract that will change their lives. So there are a few methods for those that are more into just being kind of sneaky and putting them there and just kind of walking out of the picture and pray because God wants to use these pieces of literature. Level two is to greet. Do we remember the first one? To give. And number two is to greet. Okay, so this is for those of you who are more social. Those of you that say, oh, just give me an, you're looking for excuses to talk to people. Glow tracks are a beautiful way you can say, oh man, look at it. And then you just now have an excuse. You have an excuse, you get to go boldly and you say, I have a gift for you. You know, Glow's so kind, they even have a tract called A Gift for You. So when you say someone, you know, I usually say, here's a gift for you, no matter what tract I give them, but they've made it really simple to give a gift for you, a beautiful tract on salvation. Okay, greeting. So we're going to go into one of the first methods here, and that is the grocery stores. Grocery stores were there pretty frequently, and so here is an opportunity where you can actually give one to someone who is checking out. Not only that, but even in a cart, there's a story of a gentleman. They had just sent their son a couple weeks before this. They sent him to the vacation Bible school. And the kid came back and started asking questions. He learned about the Ten Commandments, and he went and started asking the parents questions. He said, excuse me, Mom, Dad, I learned about the Ten Commandments. I learned about this thing called the Sabbath, and I'm just curious what that is. And why don't we do that? And they said, well, you know, Timmy, that's a great question. And then they kind of avoided it for a while. So fast forward 2 weeks, this gentleman is there, and he's pushing a cart. He's pushing a cart, and it was probably a glow ninja who threw him in the carts before they ran away. And he's going and he's pushing. He's like, what is that? So, you know, you get to Costco, you get to somewhere, and there's like a little, you're like, what's that, trash? Usually we don't want to touch it. But he looked at it, and he grabs it, and it was a glow track. And it was a track on the Sabbath. And he read through it, and he was just floored. He loved it. And he called the back, and he said, I would like more information about the Sabbath. And it was exactly what he needed right at the time that he needed it. Method number six, we have the drive-through. The drive-through window. Now, sometimes we find ourselves, man, I don't have time to cook. I don't have time. I got to get to this meeting. And we find ourselves at Del Taco. Or we find ourselves at McDonald's. Or we find ourselves somewhere. The drive-through window. Recently, there was a story of someone who actually does evangelism when they go to Taco Bell and McDonald's. And so what they do is the person comes and they give them the food and they say, thank you so much. And then they give them a glow track. Well, there's a story of a young lady who had just given the food over. And that person said, here's a gift for you. Gave it to them, looked at it and said, oh, what the world needs now. That's neat. Puts it in her pocket. She had no idea that later that day that she would actually be getting the information and requesting personal Bible studies for herself. It's powerful to see what happens when we're just willing, again, to give out the literature. We saw this one here, a little sneak peek. Coworkers, people that you work with. A friend of mine, I know that his mom is actively glowing in her workplace. And so whatever is comfortable, whatever works for you in your situation, these are just these are methods that you can use, that you can pray about, because I believe that there's people all over the place that want to know about Jesus. They have no idea. When you knock doors for a little while, you'll find somebody who wants to actually go to a church. They're looking for a church to go to. And so we're just, again, we're appealing to being the hands and the feet of Christ. All right, our last one here, level three. So the first one was give, and the second one was greet, good, and the third one is go. Okay, so the first one is for those that are kind of more shy and you're able to just kind of give them out and put them places strategically and get out of there. The second ones are those that have, again, they're excited about sharing with people and talking to people, and they go. And this one is for people that go completely out of their way to events where there's a lot of people so that you can pass out literature. So go. We're going to be talking about a couple methods here. Method number 8 is large gatherings, flea markets, so maybe a Black Friday or concerts or things like that. There's a story. It said, this year's Rose Bowl parade produced an interesting story for GLOW. Some young adults decided to spend their New Year's by passing out tracts instead of doing what they would normally do on that day. Well, a Daniel 2 tract ended up in a woman's hand who placed it in her Bible to read later. Well, when she got home, she loved what she read, and she called the GLOW program. She personally ordered 800 tracts because she's like, these are so powerful, I want to pass these out as well. And 100 of those were even tracts on the Sabbath. Method number 9, the public businesses. A story in Washington of a glower out there that she adopted a laundromat. And so she would go there and she would faithfully get her stacks of GLOW and she put it there, and then she would go back and she would see, oh, it's getting lower. She'd put more and more. Well, one day she noticed that there was actually, she had just put them there. She went to do something, came back, and they were just all gone. She's like, what? So she went back and she tested it again. Sure enough, all gone, just like that. She's like, is somebody just kind of putting them in the trash or something? She wasn't sure. So she decided to, one day she goes, she says, I have more time today. I'm going to put them there, and I'm just going to hide in the corner and see what's going on. Well, sure enough, so she's there, and she's just waiting. Do you know who it was? What do you, any guesses? So sometimes I do that, and I'm like, oh, I can't hear them. The owner, maybe, potentially, right? So she goes, and to her surprise, guess what? The mailman shows up. The mailman comes in, he looks, and he goes, and he grabs the whole stack and puts it in his bag and just keeps going. And she goes, excuse me, sir, what are you doing? And he said, oh, are you the one in charge of this? And she says, yeah. And he's like, well, these are really good. In fact, I've read several of them, and I really enjoy them so much that while I'm passing out mail, I give them to people. This guy, it's such a powerful thing to see that people are seeing the value of these things, reading them for themselves, and being a blessing. And I will say this, as I just said that statement, it is very important for us to read them ourselves. It is important to know what they say so that when we give them to people, they can say, oh, because people will ask you sometimes, oh, what's this one about? And then we just read the title back to them. And they say it, but what is it about? So this is an encouragement. It's important to read through them so that we can be educated, so that we know what we are giving people. Method number 10, parking lots. And obviously an opportunity where there are many people. I will say this about parking lots. It's, they've made these very nicely. They're obviously very affordable, but they're also very bendy. And so what you can do is you can just fold it and you can put it in the driver's side. Or sometimes even just like kind of on the glass on the driver's side like that. We just strongly encourage people not to put them on windshields, like under the windshield wiper or something like that. Because we've had that before, right? You're driving, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, there's that little paper there, and you have to try to flip the thing up in perfect time to grab it, and then it's just you're not happy about it, right? And so I want to encourage you, when you do it, you want to be strategic with it in a way where people will gladly grab it and not be upset about it. So that's method number 10. So one of the biggest questions is, how do I start? What do I do to get started? So, well, the first thing, I'll give you three little things here. Number one is choosing a central location. If you have a central location, it makes it a lot easier to do it. I'll be honest, I've had times where I forget about my central location, right? And then I'll go out and I'll be somewhere, I'm like, oh, I wish I had my GLOW tracks, like give it to somebody. And then you start seeing all these great opportunities for when you have them. So choose a central location. Carry it in your pocket or maybe in a purse. We are in the process of making GLOW wallets right now that'll be available in the near future. But it's just, we want to make it simple for us to be able to pass out tracts. Again, have it be a part of our lives. And the last one is to pray for opportunities to glow. I'm going to close with a story that happened to my family and I personally, because I know sometimes we hear these stories and they sound nice and say, wow, good for them. That's great. But we're tempted to believe and think that that kind of stuff can't happen to us. And so I want to encourage you and let you know that I felt that way in the past too. And God is in the business of wanting to just kind of just make us awe, just kind of just awe and say, wow, God, you are so good. So I share a story when we were in Bakersfield, my wife and son and I, we were having lunch. And I remember being there, we finished our meal, and we were leaving. And as we were leaving, my wife says, there was a lady back there that I feel impressed to give her a glow track. I said, okay, great. So I held my son and we were outside. And usually for my wife and for most of us, including myself, it's just one of those, oh, here you go. Here's a blessing or here's something for you. And then you just walk away. Well, my wife didn't come back for a minute or two. And there was glass there to look inside. And I peeked in there and she was having a conversation. I was like, oh, praise the Lord. And they start, and I could just see they're talking. So my son and I, we decided to pray for them. A couple more minutes go by and she's still in there. And I look again. And then it looks like, I don't know if they're holding hands, but look, they were praying together. And I was like, oh, that's exciting. So she comes out of the store, my wife does, and she says, wow, what a divine appointment. She said the impression to go talk to her seemed relatively strong. So she went over there and the tracks that she happened to have were the two exact tracks that lady needed in her life right then. They have a nice conversation, finds out that she has a young son who's 5 years old. She tells us my wife shared with her why we were there. We were there with the Blue Bible stories, Uncle Arthur bedtime stories, and those types of things. And so she exchanged contact info. And she said, well, maybe they're interested in buying the books that you're selling. And I was like, great. And I was still in such a rush to get out of there to go back and start knocking on doors. The lady comes out right then. And we engage in a conversation, and she said, I heard that you're selling some books. And I was like, well, let me just share with you real quick. Within 5 minutes, we put the bed of her truck down. I share with her what we're doing. And she said, I have to have these books for my son. He's been asking me so many questions. I have no idea what to tell him. And she pulls out her car and says, I want all of these children's books. She gives a $500 towards all these books. And she said, I can't wait for my son to know Jesus for who he is. Because the Holy Spirit impressed my wife to give her a glow track. This lady's family can change forever. We're just ordinary people. And God just says, just be equipped. Be willing to extend a hand. Be willing to smile and say, here's a gift for you. And watch him work. You see, friends, there's a lot of people all around us whose lives could be saved by this mission. GLOW isn't just fun. GLOW has the ability to save lives because God's word has power. And when I think of Light Sacramento, I think, what a blessing. The church has all these GLOW tracks. They have all these different things, so many opportunities for us to engage the community, to encourage and to share with them. And I hope that these methods were practical enough where you say, you know what? I could do that. I could pump gas and put a glow track on some of the ones around me. Some of you who love people, you're going to say, I can't wait to talk to somebody. I'm going to start passing these things like crazy. Well, there's different types of people, and I want to give just a couple appeals. And the first appeal is, this was for everybody. Maybe you've never given out a glow track. Maybe this is the first time you've ever even heard of it. Maybe you've kind of heard about it, not really sure about it. But this is something that you can do on a day-to-day basis, as we've looked at today. And my first appeal is for those that are willing to say, you know what, this week I'm going to give out one tract a day. Just one tract a day. On your way out, you can grab 7 tracts. Grab 7 of your favorite tracts and you can go out and start. You can go today and just go all the way because so you can be ready and loosened up for next weekend. Amen? For Light Sacramento, where I could see, I would love to see every single one of you there. I believe, and I'm going to pray, that more than 200 of you go out next weekend. God wants to do something special in your life and in the lives of other people. So the first appeal is for those that would like to commit to one tract a day and watch God do something. Because we have to remember, we have to have the tracts and we have to pray. God will give you one person a day that you can give a tract to be a blessing to them. The second appeal is for maybe those of you that want to be a part of the leadership team to lead your church out in the distribution of GLOW. I know you guys have a team, but maybe you're thinking, hey, I actually want to be a part of that team. I invite you to talk to one of the pastoral staff and just say, hey, how can I get more involved? How can I be a bigger part of what we do? And part of that is just being willing to take those 7 tracks for the week and making that commitment. So I want to invite you, for those of you that say you want to be committed to have evangelism be a part of your everyday life, I want to invite you to stand. I invite you to stand, and you just want to say, Lord, I want to be faithful. I'm willing to step out there, and even if you're going to be a glow ninja, even if you're going to be someone who goes out there and just simply hands it to somebody, you want to make that commitment. Amen. I can't wait to hear the reports of the Light Sacramento, of how God is going to bless every single one of you. Tell a friend, bring a friend, bring kids. Kids love passing out GLOW. You scared of rejection? You give it to your little kid? Borrow someone's kid. Go with them and watch that little kid give a tract with a big smile on their face with zero fear. And you can say, hey, if he can do it, if she can do it, I can do it too. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you, Lord, again, for each person that's here, for the people that will participate and that want to make an impact. Lord, the 7 tracks that they take today, or maybe more, maybe some were going to say 7, that's I want to do 7 every 30 minutes. Whatever the situation is, Lord, I just pray, Lord, that we would understand that we can do this and that you want to use us, ordinary people, that you would be glorified. I pray for the Light Sacramento this next weekend. I pray, Lord, again, for 200 plus people to come out, Lord, and to be a light in this dark world. Thank you again for what you're doing. We thank you for the gift of your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. I did want to say this as well. This Building Friendships for Eternity, this is powerful stuff. You're not going to want to miss out on this, to be able to learn to communicate. All of these things are just setting us up to be effective soul winners for Jesus. Amen? So I encourage you to go out to this at 2:00 and encourage you to come out as well this next weekend. God bless you guys. I believe the song team will come up and share the closing song.
It may not be on the
Such powerful words. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord. Is that your prayer today? Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, this song just touches my heart. And Lord, it is our prayer. Lord, I've learned over the years that I'm happiest where I want to be, but where you want me to be. And Lord, I know that you want us to be out there actively sharing you with others. And so I thank you for Glow Tracks, Lord. I thank you that it can be one of the things that we can do to evangelize people, to engage in conversations, to encourage, to be used by you, Lord. Thank you again for what you're going to do. Thank you again for the different ministries here within this church. I pray, Lord, that many people would go at 2 o'clock this afternoon, Lord, to learn how to be effective witnesses for you and to participate this next weekend as something that just propels us forward in our faith. And to encourage others. In Jesus' name, amen.